live on 1050 STLO. We present to you the adventures of private investigator Bruce Booker. In today's episode, Get a Clue. I'm Bob Donovan, and I tell you, we've got a thriller of an episode today as Bruce Booker finds himself once again in a hairy situation on the south side of St. Louis. Enjoy! There's a dark side to this city, a dark side I intend to bring to justice. You may ask yourself, who shall bring this lawless place back to order? And that would be me, Bruce Booker, private investigator. I've dedicated my life to exposing the criminal underbelly of St. Louis, and now I'm closer than ever to finding the root of that evil. Saturday, November 10th, 1951, 9:36 p.m. Once again, I'm sitting alone in my apartment, listening to the wireless, the news of the day droning on and on, when all of a sudden I hear,
"Breaking news from the St. Louis Police Department. Alleged mob boss and former bank robber, Arthur McCormick, has been arrested today. At this time, we have no further information, but we'll be back as soon as we receive further comment from Captain O'Connell."
Bruce Booker speaking. "Yes, sir. I see. Thank you. I'll be right on it. A call about a missing person. Unfortunately, those are all too common these days. I quickly gathered my usual implements and my coat before heading out to the brisk November night. After a short walk to the street where I last parked, I found my trusty 49 Ford. I get in, set my briefcase on the seat, and hit the starter. Nothing. After a few more goes at it, I decided to have a look under the hood. This was the first moment I noticed something was wrong. I was no grease monkey, but I could tell that there was something out of place. Someone had definitely been in here with the intent to cause havoc. Not content with calling off the case, I grabbed my bag from inside the car and headed towards the place my client asked to meet. After about 10 minutes, I could see the small corner office he mentioned. As its dimly lit entryway stared back at me, I couldn't help but feel a shiver run through me. I didn't know in the moment if this was fear or just the icy breeze that had swept through, but now I see I must have known something was wrong. As I stepped up to the door to knock, I saw a sliver of light around its edge. As I gave it a push, it confirmed my suspicion that I wasn't the first person to come through the door that night. Upon entering the office, I immediately noticed the state of disarray the place was in. One single electric lamp sat on the table. Other than it, everything in the office was covered in dust and cobwebs. Something wasn't right. I just knew it. That was when I heard the footsteps. At first, a slight tiptoe. Then they quickly turned into a rapid stomping that prompted me to decide my mode of attack there and then. When they got close enough to almost be deafening, even through the door, I made my move. The door burst open, and in front of me I saw a ghost. Or someone who I could have mistaken for a ghost. But it was a face I almost recognized. That was when I saw the name tag. Frank Warlow. The man I was contracted to find. Although it seemed in that moment that this was one of my easiest cases, the lead pipe swung at my head suggested otherwise. After a dodge that relieved me of my hat and nearly my head, I made the only choice that a sane person would. I ran, out the door and down the street. Frank, of course, gave chase, but after ducking off the main road and into a narrow alleyway, I figured I'd made it out. Until I heard a familiar voice. The one that I heard on the phone.
"Hello, Mr. Booker."
And that concludes tonight's episode of The Adventures of Bruce Booker. Quite the thriller, if I do say so myself. We'll find out next week what happens to Frank Warlow, who was the man on the phone, and what happens to our favorite Bruce Booker. I'm Bob Donovan, signing off.